If you see or hear some commotion in the Northern Hills this weekend, don't panic. An Air Force training drill is planned. A full-scale search and rescue exercise will be undertaken by the Australian Air Force cadets. Commanding Officer Brock Lesurf joins me to discuss. Hi there.
Hi, Dean.
So I'm not sure what to call you, Mr. Officer Surf.
Brock will be fine.
Brock. Yeah, so tell us more. What's planned?
This weekend, we've got an exercise out at Mount Crawford camping site. Our cadets will be going out there, undertaking some leadership and team building exercises, doing some navigation, learning how to set up shelters, learning how to do survival strategies for collecting water and collecting food, and hopefully staying as dry as they can and as warm as they can.
Yeah, so I understand there'll also be a lifelike crash site happening.
That's correct. So we've been lucky enough to have an aviation parent donate what's left of an aircraft. So we've decided to use that as a prop for a search and rescue activity, getting a mannequin out there to simulate a downed pilot when the cadets find them. They'll perform some first aid procedures as well to test their knowledge in that domain and then return them to safety.
Great. I mean, it's such a crucial thing to do, to train in these sorts of ways, isn't it?
It's exactly right, and these skills are quite useful. There's obviously the hard skills like learning how to do first aid, learning how to navigate with a map and compass, although most people use a GPS, but that's not always going to be available. So, you know, doing it the good old-fashioned way is a handy skill to have, but it's also the soft skills like teamwork and leadership, particularly for some of our junior aspiring leaders.
Are they under a bit of pressure doing a training drill like this?
There is a little bit of pressure involved, so there are timelines that they have to adhere to, not to mention that they've got their check-ins and schedules, and there's a lot of activities that we're trying to get through to meet our training objectives, and there are bonuses for them if they do manage to get through those activities, particularly the survival groups. Sometimes there's additional food that becomes available when they complete those exercises.
Oh, that's a good motivator.
Yeah, definitely, especially day two.
Yeah, right. It's so good as well to have these resources. So if people see what distress flares, what else might they see that might be a bit alarming?
People generally crawling through the forest in military uniforms can be a bit distressing sometimes. Smoke often, particularly if they're doing a signal fire exercise. So they might not have access to flares in all emergencies. So one of the drills is you do a signal fire to attract attention. And then that's really it. We try not to make too much trouble.
That's good to know. With us at the moment is Australian Air Force Cadet Commanding Officer Brock Lesurf. So tell us about these cadets. How old are they?
So our cadets are all aged between 12 and 18 years of age.
And they're just people interested in potentially joining the Air Force?
A few of them are, but not necessarily all of them. So the mission statement of the AAFC is to provide an aviation and aerospace environment for children to learn. Sometimes they pursue ADF careers. A lot of them pursue STEM careers of some kind because if you've got that natural interest in aviation, aerospace, technology. Quite a few people I know went off and did engineering. A couple of them worked down as part of the destroyer program here in Adelaide. Others have gone around Australia, become commercial pilots, recreational flyers, and a lot of them do have interests in aviation more generally.
Right. I imagine they get a lot out of an exercise like the drills that you'll be doing at the weekend because team building and problem solving is so important in those formative years.
Exactly right. And those sorts of soft skills are used in every industry, not just STEM-related ones. So a lot of senior leaders in the Defence Force, for example, look back on their time cadets and go, yep, that set me up well to undertake leadership roles at an earlier stage in my career.
Well, thanks so much for joining us and for letting us know what's happening in Mount Crawford National Park at the weekend so we don't get too worried. Cheers.
No worries. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Brock Lesurf, he's the commanding officer with the Air Force Cadets.